Are you going to that, Wendy, do you think?
Yes.
You're going to go there? All right. I'll be there.
Remember Juice Newton?
Yes. Yes.
All right. There is all the rage, these Queen of Hearts jackpots. I don't really know how they work, but I know that there has been a rollover. $700,000, the largest jackpot yet for a Chicago Catholic church. And on the line with us right now is Father James Wallace from St. Juliana Parish on the Northwest Side. Hello, Father James.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
$700,000.
That's a lot of money, sir.
A little over, probably, by tomorrow night's drawing.
Okay, so every Thursday for the past year, people have been going where to participate in this Queen of Hearts?
Yeah, so this is St. Juliana Parish. It's a Catholic parish on the northwest side. It's actually not the largest Catholic Queen of Hearts. That was St. Cadget down the south side, so just going to correct you there.
Oh, okay, feel free.
It's not a confession, but...
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, and I am not a very good Catholic either. So.
But if you buy a ticket tomorrow night, you'll...
You're absolved.
Yeah.
That's my penance?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Buy a few tickets.
All right.
So anyways, it's all the proceeds, or half the proceeds, I should say, of the pot go to benefit St. Juliana. We do the drawing every Thursday night at 9 o'clock at Firewater Saloon. That's an awesome place in Edison Park. Edison Park's a great little neighborhood, northwest side of Chicago. Bunch of restaurants and bars, and Firewater is one of them. So that's where we do the drawing. It's live on Facebook every week. We've been doing it for the last year plus.
And no winners yet, because if I get this right, and please correct me again, feel free if I'm wrong. You buy a raffle ticket, and then if your number is pulled, then you get to go to the wall and point to a card, and they turn it around. And if that is, in fact, the Queen of Hearts, you've won the jackpot or half of it.
So not quite. That's going to be another. That's going to be another three Hail Marys for the past year. Yeah. So it's kind of a double thing that's got to happen. You buy a ticket each week, right? So you say, you know, all right, Wendy, and then you're going to pick a number 1 through 54.
Oh, okay.
So your ticket has got to be pulled. So we got. I pull one ticket, and I'm like, oh, hey, it's Wendy. She's chosen number 51. We go and unveil number 51. If it's the Queen of Hearts, you win the pot. If it's not the Queen of Hearts, okay, all those tickets get destroyed. 51 stays flipped over. So now next week, you got to pick another number, obviously not 51. So now you have a 1 in 53 chance to win. So the odds get better each week.
Each week.
So it can potentially go 54 weeks. So
Father James, I know this is a dumb question, but it needs to be asked. Why 54 if there's 52 cards in a deck? What are those two extra ones?
Joker.
I put the two jokers.
Oh, the jokers are in there.
Joker's wild.
I guess so. All right. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. So the odds increase each week as one card is eliminated each week. So right now, how many cards are still left in that the 52/54 card deck?
So four.
There's four?
I know. Four. I kind of want to go.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, right. So pick a. Well, I know. Wendy's already got her penance to do, so I don't know. So that's it's exciting. It's just generated a lot of buzz around the community. People are energized by it. It's fun, but to know that half the pot goes to benefit the parish.
Right.
The school, the parish. I mean, we do a lot for the community, so that I think excites people. And then obviously they have a chance to win some life changing money too.
Does the winner need to be present at the drawing or not?
Do not need to be present. You write your name and phone number on the ticket stub. We'll give you a call if you win.
Okay.
And one other thing, just a little gift. Like if your name gets pulled, and you know, back to the example, like, so Wendy's ticket's pulled, she chose 51.
Yeah.
51 is not the Queen of Hearts, but Wendy still gets a $100 gift card from the parish. So you don't go home completely empty-handed.
But you could split the pot and get nearly $350,000. Is this ruining church bingo? Because I don't think that pays out as well.
Yeah, right. No comment on the church bingo rivalry.
That's fair.
All right. Can I just talk to you about something else that I saw all over Facebook, something else that will benefit St. Juliana? It's an annual gala, and a friend of ours, Kevin Matthews, is going to be honored. Tell us about this as well.
Yeah, this is an exciting event for us. So this is This upcoming Saturday at the Rosemont Convention Center, the St. Juliana Emerald City Gala. Again, the proceeds benefit our parish and school. It's called the John McDonough Humanitarian Award. So John McDonough is the president and CEO of the Blackhawks. He is an alumnus of St. Juliana. So he grew up in Edison Park. He went to St. Juliana. He graduated from there. We're very, very proud of him. So we named the award after him, and we gave him the inaugural award last year. So it's obviously a humanitarian award for those who give a lot back to the community. So this second year, we're honoring Kevin Matthews, the Chicago radio legend. John McDonough will present the award to Kevin. Kevin has obviously done so much, not just his career, but benefiting. I know he's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for Maryville Academy Orphanage for Boys and Girls. He's got a deep faith, a deep love for God, for his neighbor. So there's no better recipient than him. So we're excited to have Kevin.
And can we bet on that also? Is it possible to bet on that or not?
He's already getting the award.
Oh, he is definitely. All right. I'm still going
I'm still putting
20 bucks
there's
down.
There's some raffle things that we could do. All right. There's great auction items, I guess, if you want. Well, you can bet tomorrow night. Quick, get your tickets. Thursday night's the drawing. You have till 8:45 to buy tickets for the Queen of Hearts.
All right. Give the address of the Firewater Saloon, because that's what's happening tomorrow night. What time do we be there?
Well, so if you don't have to be present to win, but we'd love to have you. 9 o'clock is when I will be up on stage pulling the ticket. So you can buy your tickets there at Firewater. You can buy them at Moretti's in Edison Park. You can buy them at the Emerald Isle in Edison Park. And, of course, you can buy them here at St. Juliana. So you can come to church as well. Go to Mass, say some prayers, buy your ticket. You know, if you don't win the raffle, you'll at least win eternal salvation for your soul.
So that's not too bad.
Will St. Juliana's have a full-fledged sports book anytime soon, Father, do you know?
we're looking into that one.
All right. That'll be great.
Bill is only half Catholic. The other half is Jewish.
I'll stay for the first part of the ceremony. I'll leave at halftime.
Wow. Interesting combo. All right.
All right. Well, so nice to meet you. Good luck with everything. I hope to see you tomorrow night. Father James Wallace from St. Juliana Parish. And if you want to find out more about the Kevin Matthews Award, the Humanitarian Award, the John McDonough one, you can go to stjuliana.org. Is that the best place to tell people to go?
Absolutely.
Okay, bless me, Father. I mean, bless you.
For you have sinned a lot.
Yeah, bless your heart. Okay. Yeah.
All right, thanks,
Thank
Father
you so
James.
Much.
Thank you. God
Appreciate
bless
it.
You.
Yeah, I took the God bless away from him. I shouldn't have done that.
I noticed that.
Quick break, and then we're back with news. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.